Hey everybody, today is Monday, May 11th, 2015, and I am just getting up and getting ready. I had breakfast, had scrambled eggs and bacon and apples, hot chocolate, and in just a few minutes I need to go to a meeting where we'll meet our instructors and be paired up with our instructors. I am in the same class as the instructor I had with Jolie last time, but I know that she's not going to be my instructor this time, so I will have somebody else, and I think she may have done that because her and I have actually become really good friends, and so it probably just makes things easier, and I'm good with it, so, you know, a little sad, but I understand, and hopefully I'll make a new friend, so, and yeah, get my dog today about 1:30, which I will definitely put on here. And so that will be good. Had a pretty good night last night. Didn't sleep great. I was up by almost 4 o'clock, about 3:30 in the morning, and did not get back to sleep. 4:30 my time, or the time I'm used to. So that was a little bit of a bummer. I'm not feeling it yet, but I probably will be by this afternoon. So anyway, I will go ahead and pause this and I will come back later. So I am just sitting in my room. It's just before lunch. I'm just waiting to go eat my grilled cheese sandwich. And then after that, we will get our dogs. So it's kind of fun anticipation. I'm having a harder time than I thought I would, just because I guess everything's so quick with Jolie and stuff so soon. But I think once I get my dog and I get into a routine and everything, it'll all work out fine. But yeah, I'm getting excited to meet him and see what he's like. So I will go ahead and pause this, and probably the next time I come on, I will be getting him.
So this is Bach.
Okay.
B-A-C-H.
Bach.
And he's a yellow lab.
Okay.
Let's see. Birthday. 10/22/13.
Okay.
His dad was Brutus.
Okay.
And his mom was Sarita. Okay. S-A-R-I-T-A.
Okay.
Of course, I don't remember all that.
Yeah, I probably won't.
Yeah, well, it's in your packet.
Okay.
Some people care.
Yeah.
Or want to know. He's 24 inches tall.
Okay. That's pretty tall.
And he weighs about 62. That's
okay.
When he came in for training, so it could have changed.
Okay.
You'll get him more up to date.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So, have fun. Any questions or anything?
No, I don't think
okay.
So.
I'll be back probably 10-15 minutes.
Okay.
And then we'll go do guide work and then do some healing and stuff.
Yeah,
so.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Hi, buddy. Hi. Where's a good boy?
No.
Good boy.
Oh, he's very cute. He's very soft, aren't you, buddy? Come on, let's go. I know, you want to sniff everything, huh? Cute boy. Well, it is about 10:30 at night, and I'm about to go to sleep, so I thought I would just end this. We've had a good day. He's very nice. He's a good dog, very responsive and good to lay down and settle when I need him to, and super sweet. So I think that it's going to be a good thing and a good match. What else happened today? We went on our route and did not a route really, but just did some guide work, and his pace is really good. He actually trots. It feels like he's kind of galloping. It's cute, but he goes pretty quickly, which makes me happy. And let's see, then we got back and we met and they did a discussion on feeding your dog and relieving your dog and all that stuff. And it's hard to stay awake during those discussions just because I just was here in August and it just feels so redundant, but you know, it's necessary. So, and then, fed the dogs, took them out, had dinner. I had this really yummy chicken. It was like, I don't know if it was like beer battered chicken or something, but it was really good. And with mashed potatoes and mushrooms and a wheat roll that they make all their bread and stuff homemade. So it was really delicious. And then tonight we didn't do too much. It was a pretty easy night. The nurse is so awesome. I asked her if she could grab me a pack of gum when she went to the store, because she went to the store to buy people, you know, not to buy people, but to pick up some things for some people. And I asked her if she'd pick me up a pack of gum, and she said sure, and she came back. And I guess when she brought it back, I wasn't in my room. So when I saw her again, she said, I hope you don't mind, but I put your gum in your room. And I said, no, that's fine, no problem. And she said, and earlier her and I were talking, and I was telling her that I was sad they took the Coke machine out, because I wanted to, you know, I'm not a big soda drinker, but I thought I'd get a soda, and I brought some microwave popcorn. And so when she put the gum in, she said, well, she said, I also got you a little treat. And she said, you don't have to pay me back for that. I just got it for you. And she just got me a 20-ounce thing of Coke. So super nice. I really like the staff here. And last night at dinner, I was sitting with one of the staff, and they were telling me that how Jolie, they all felt so badly when things didn't work out with Jolie, and that I guess a few of them even cried over it a little bit just because they felt badly about it. But I don't know, I love the staff here. It's an awesome organization. It is pouring rain outside. I'm not sure if it can be heard or not. I'm not, you know, near my door or anything, but it is absolutely throwing it down with rain. Maybe I'll, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go to my patio door for a second at the risk of completely disturbing Bach while he's sleeping. You can't really hear it super well out there. I bet you can hear it better if I open the hall door, because they have skylights, so it comes down on the skylights. Let's try that. Okay. I don't know if that recorded or not, but that's the sound of the rain on the skylight. So, all right, well, I think I am going to try and get some sleep, because I've been up since 3:30 this morning. And I hope everybody's doing great, and take care.